Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Deanna, a.k.a. Coach Calendar, and Michonne Harrison, two veterans who are on the all-women's team at the National Disabled Veterans Training, Exposure, and Experience T-Tournament that took place in Washington.
What is your name?
Coach Calendar.
And where are you from?
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Which branch of the armed forces did you serve in?
The National Guard, the Army, and the Army Reserve.
And what is your rank?
Staff Sergeant when I got out.
What era did you serve, or when did you serve in those branches of the armed forces?
Before, during, and after Desert Storm.
Is this your first time taking part of the T tournament?
No, it's my sixth.
How has learning to play golf affected you or impacted you, you think?
It has been such a pleasure to come out here and learn a new sport. I'm a sports enthusiast, and now that I can't see, adaptive sports are my thing. So anytime I can come out and try any kind of adaptive sport, I'm going to try it.
And how has it been playing and bonding with the rest of the women's team, especially since this is the first year of having an all-women's team?
You know, I miss my team with the guys I've been with for 4 years, but I like this because I've met the other females, which you probably wouldn't have gotten to meet, you know, had we not all come out here together. So yeah. I like it. I think it's a good idea.
And what have you enjoyed most from the different events this week?
One event, I don't know. I like them all. I think more, you know, it's about the people and the kindness and the camaraderie that comes with everything we do. Everything that you go out and do is a different group of people. Every activity, it's really being around the other veterans. It's so much more comfortable for us. And they're easy to talk to. We've all been through the same thing pretty much, whether it be wartime or peacetime. So I love that part of it the most, I guess.
What has this week and your 6 years of being a part of the T tournament, what has it taught you?
Patience, definitely. Because I've lost that since I was in the military. You need a lot of patience to be in the military. And just, I don't know, socializing with everybody. I don't know if it's taught me that or not, but I do it a lot more when I'm here than I do at home.
Mm-hmm. Please tell me your name.
Michonne Harrison.
Where are you from?
I live in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm with the Richmond, McGuire Homes, Richmond, VA.
Which branch of the armed forces did you serve in?
Army.
When did you serve?
I did it from December 1990, and I ended up having to get out in 2003, so 13 and a half years.
What was your rank?
I got out as a staff sergeant, which is an E6 in the military, with an Army rank.
How did you find out about the tournament, and what made you want to get involved?
I've always been athletic, and I've always wanted to try new things, and I found out about it through other people at the VA, through other blind veterans that had already come here.
How did it feel finding out, you know, after you applied that you were getting to take part of this?
I was happy and I was looking forward to it, but then at the same time I was a little apprehensive and scared because I have never golfed before and I didn't know if I would be good at it, especially because loss of my eyesight. Mm-hmm. But I'm having fun. So. Yeah.
Did you do any practicing prior to this week?
No, I didn't. I was not able to participate in the practice that we had back at the VA in Richmond, and so this was this cold turkey that's going out.
Sink or swim, I suppose, yeah. How was the instruction, especially with the professional golfers that were here?
It was excellent, and a lot of the stuff that I learned was from the other veterans that had been here that have done it before, and it was very helpful. But the little things that they showed you made a big difference. It gave me a lot of confidence.
How has learning to play golf this week impacted you?
I want to go back out and learn more. I want to go back home and give it a try. And then it made me realize there's something that I thought I would not be able to do, and I can do it. And I have a greater respect for the PGA and like people like Tiger Woods and things like that. It is a lot harder than you think it is.
And how has it been participating and bonding with the other women veterans here?
It's been awesome because we like going kayaking and going horseback riding and things like that and listening to each other's, the problems that we have, and because it's not blinded veterans, which I'm used to being around, and these are other disabilities and stuff, and it's so fun coming together, and they put that all behind and we can have fun and joke and talk, and it's not, it doesn't matter your disability. I feel more accepted.
What have you enjoyed most? You know, you mentioned kayaking. What else have you enjoyed learning and doing this week?
Just being outside, the kayaking and the horseback riding. I love being in nature and just to be outside and with the horses and, it's, you know, the nature and the green grass out here. It's beautiful. That's what I've enjoyed the most, is being outside and you feel free and calm. And the golf course, you just feel like peace. It's quiet and you can relax.
What has this week taught you?
Patience, and that I can still do other things and accept myself as I am. Because other people, at first I was like, I've gained weight, I can't do this, I can't see, I can't drive. But all that's set aside when you're here with other people.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Deanna, Coach Callender, and Michonne Harrison. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.